Hiya, you're listening to the HuffPost UK Entertainment Podcast, Intuit. This week we're chatting TV scandals, comedy censorship rows, and testing our knowledge of one of the country's favourite national treasures. And by the country's favourite, I mean one of my favourites. I'm Daniel Welsh, and I'm here, as always, with Rachel McGraw. Hiya.
Hiya.
And we've got no Ash Percival this week, so for the second week in a row, I've got Francesca Syra. How are you, Pesh?
Hello, I'm good. Thank you for having me again.
I feel like a thorn between two Essex roses. So I don't know if you have seen the big headlines this week, but it was pretty under the radar. So it might have passed you by, but Theresa May triggered Article 50 on Wednesday.
What? Yeah, no, she did.
You are kidding.
And that put the wheels in motion for Great Britain to leave the European Union. Some people have been referring to it as Brexit, but I'm not going to do that because I think it's embarrassing. Surprisingly, one of the biggest hard-hitting serious news shows in the UK decided not to mention the important political development. Yes, the Loose Women team decided not to discuss Brexit this week because they didn't want to talk about how they'd voted for fear of getting abuse. So obviously, as journalists, it would be uncouth for us to, you know, lean one way or the other. But how much does knowing a celebrity's political leanings change our opinions of them? And more importantly, how much should it change our opinions of them?
I think it depends on what the opinion is. Something like Brexit obviously divided a lot of people and it was quite controversial. But if you voted out or in, neither make you a terrible person. But I think there's more controversial ones, isn't there? So like Caitlyn Jenner supporting Trump is more controversial. Trump has said some awful things and isn't very pro-transgender people.
So for her, like, as a transgender woman.
Yeah, I just feel like it kind of depends, really, how much you should judge. It is quite case by case, in my opinion.
It is. It's very contextual, isn't it?
Yeah.
Francesca, what do you reckon?
I feel like it's really important that if people want... If you're in the... If you are in the world of Twitter sphere where you have loads of different followers and you're quite popular and people care about your opinions and you want to say that, that's on you to know that people might not always agree with you. And that's fine. No one should feel pressured into saying their opinion either way. But I don't feel like I'm going to like not like someone just because they disagree with my opinion, because how are you going to ever get anywhere?
Well, that's what Colleen Nolan said, voice of the people and celebrity Big Brother winner Colleen Nolan. She said, if you don't agree with someone's opinion, that's fine, but don't be calling them names. And I think what you've just said is interesting because I really like it when people speak up about certain topics. Like, I really like it when celebrities get political. During the last US election, you had a lot of people coming out in favor of Hillary Clinton and like using their voices and really like, you know, trying to do a good thing. And I really, really respect people for doing that. But I suppose that's because more often than not, I'd agree with them. I suppose maybe if someone really high profile were to come out against somebody that I liked or in favour of someone that I didn't like, I probably would be quite...
I've just realised I remember a time where I've done exactly what you've just said. And it's so true about with Trump and Hillary Clinton when like Eva Longoria and Katy Perry were so... Hillary, I was like, yes, this is awesome. But then... Who's Angelina Jolie's dad who voted?
Oh, John Voight.
Yeah, and then like supported Trump.
He's a big Trump supporter.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, really? Like, and then I just found myself kind of like not liking him just for that sole reason, which has gone against everything that I had just said
but
5 minutes ago.
Rachel said it was case by case, and Trump is a very extreme example of somebody. Like, he's not just a politician. He's a spokesperson for a lot of very controversial and often, you know, unpopular opinions.
I think I had the same thing with another equally important voice in pop culture, Teresa from The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Actually came out.
What did she do?
She supported, like, I'm pretty sure it was Teresa. Like, apologies if you're listening and it wasn't you.
Sorry, Teresa.
We will retract this next week. But she also, one of them came out in support of Trump, and that made me feel quite disappointed.
Well, it's a bit like, actually, that fateful day when shortly after Trump was voted president, Kanye West rocked up at Trump Towers.
Oh,
do you remember that?
That was so low.
So, I mean, we're all like Kanye fans here. Mm. And it was just such a disappointing moment watching him walk along the corridor, for us personally at least. And that's the thing. It's like you have to try not to let people's opinions really... You have to really try not to let people's political beliefs sway your opinion of them. But then there is a line, isn't there?
Well, if they have a political belief, if they support, so like, this is quite political now, but you know, a lot of people who support UKIP, if you're like a member of the LGBT community, I think you can kind of say, well, how can this person reconcile those two things? Like, a person's political beliefs aren't isolated from the rest of who they are.
Yeah.
Like, they are an indication of you.
Yeah, it's your values as a person, and you're just, like, supporting a side which you agree with, therefore those different, whether that is being, like, LGBT or any of that. And I feel like it's just incredibly difficult not to judge someone on that basis.
Well, the thing with loose women as well, they've been in trouble in the past. One of the people who's been in trouble is Colleen.
Yeah.
Who
several times actually. Yeah. Yes.
So I remember the one I remember is the cake scandal.
Yes, the gay cake scandal in Ireland.
What was the gay cake scandal?
Off the top of my head, there was a cake shop in Ireland. Some gay guys came in and said, "Can you make us this cake? It's for a gay organization and it's got Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street on." And the cake shop said, "No, we were not going to do that because we're a Christian shop." Yeah. And the gay, I don't know if they were a couple, but the gay organization took the cake shop to court and they won the case.
Yeah. So Colleen got in trouble, didn't she?
She did
commenting and basically saying that if these, you know, so the bakers were accused of homophobia, and Colleen basically said, "Well, if they want to be homophobic, that's kind of their prerogative."
What she actually said was, "How would you feel if you were a baker and someone came in and told you to make an ISIS cake?"
She did not.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's what she said. She said that.
How did I forget this ISIS twin?
That's it. I feel like we're actually being a bit lenient on Colleen. That was the equation that she made.
I forgot about the ISIS part. How did I forget that?
So obviously she's saying not to call people names because of their beliefs, probably because she's been on the receiving end of it on Twitter after making that little boo-boo.
It's like, I think that she needs to take, you know, accept a bit of the blame here. Maybe in the past, the reason why loose women have been criticised is because they've said appalling things like that.
Thing with loose women is, though, you know, this is, again, you know what you're saying about being a case-by-case basis. The case with loose women is that they're being paid to sit on a panel and give their opinions.
Yeah.
And if they can't handle the response that their opinions get, then really, why are they on that panel? Like, I feel like any opinion that I've got that I'm going to make on a public platform, like any, you know, anything that I was going to say on this podcast, I'd be willing to take the flak for because I'm putting it out there. You know, something that I said to, like, between friends and private, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But literally going on a public platform like Loose Women and giving your opinion, you really should be willing to accept that not everybody's going to agree with
it. You're so right, because where's the line? Like, can you imagine if none of them discussed that none of their opinions for fear that being trolled or something?
Well, yeah, I mean,
you've got a really crap show.
Yeah, yeah. If they were talking about Coronation Street, who do you think's the killer? Well, I don't want to say in case it turns out that the other one's not the killer and I get trolled for saying it's this. You know, I mean, it's like, if you're going to be paid to give an opinion, then really you should probably be giving your opinion.
Well, because they ended up just skirting around Brexit, didn't they? So they just didn't talk about it really that day. And it's like, it was the biggest thing that happened and you were supposed to be a topical show. You can't really get away with that.
And also, are they going to do the same thing about, like, the Scottish referendum? If that happens, where's the line? Where do they stop?
I mean, the argument, I guess, is what business do they have talking about important topics? But that's probably a debate for another day anyway, isn't it? There's a lot to talk about. Basically, I just feel like we're living in very confusing times, and I do like it when people use their voices. That's what I will say, is that I do think that if you've got a voice, you should probably be using it. But if you know you don't want to, that's your prerogative as well, isn't it?
Just don't take a job on a panel show.
Yeah, just don't take a job on a topical panel show is probably the way to go. Should we move on and talk about our second topic of the day? Because TOWIE newbie Chris Clark has been in a bit of bother this week after some old tweets of his were uncovered and published in the newspapers. So these tweets, they contained racist and homophobic slurs, repeated use of the N-word, and even one reference to 9/11, after which he explicitly said, "This is why I'm racist." So these tweets were posted, when were they posted? Like 2013, 2014? Like, so a few years ago now. He's 22 now. He was like 15 and 17 when these tweets were posted. And his spokesperson's come out and given a statement, said, "These are not the kind of messages which represent him in 2017. Fair enough. Perhaps then, foolishly, they then added, "He was a big fan of rap music."
Oh!
I know what goes on.
It gets worse.
It gets worse. And foolishly adopted some of the lyrics of his favourite artists in these posts. Like,
I love that song about 9/11. Yeah. Like,
the question is, how accountable should we be holding young stars for things that they've said, particularly on social media a few years ago? Because, I mean, I'll go first, since you both look so nervous. Presumably, at one point or another, we've all said something that we would not want to come back and bite us in the arse.
Yeah.
That's a fair thing to say. I don't know how many of us would have made comments about 9/11 on social media or repeatedly used the N-word. I can tell you that I have done that zero times.
I can also tell you zero times.
Yes.
Francesca?
Okay. Yeah, I just get quiet there, yeah. But
this is something you'd like
need to go
say.
Back and delete that. I'm joking.
We'll assume you've never done it.
Yeah. Just sidestep that one.
I'm known for being really wild and racy in my tweets. Not.
Yeah, you're a real social media firecracker. You're basically the young Katie Hopkins, aren't you? But my point is, anyway, we've all kind of said things that, you know what, maybe would not stand up in today's current climate. And, you know, I'm happy to say that. I'm happy. Like, you know, I have tweeted things in the past myself. I've tweeted things and I've had somebody tweet me and say, what you've just said is sexist. And this is like within the last 18 months. And then you look at it and you go, oh, yeah, it was sexist. You know what I mean? And you just go, yeah, cool. It's learning, yeah. Isn't it? It's like,
I think that's kind of like you've hit the nail on the head, really. Because my problem here, which we all obviously picked up on immediately, is this kind of statement that's masquerading as an apology. He hasn't, you know, for a start, it's come from his spokesperson. They haven't even got him to say a few words on it. Also, at no point I don't think he uses the word sorry. He doesn't admit that he was wrong.
Yeah, it's not an apology, is it? It's an explanation.
No, it's an explanation, and he's trying to, like...
shit explanation.
Well, exactly, yes, yeah. They're trying to, like, weed all the way out of it. And, like, sorry, but you didn't get these jokes from rap music.
No.
Like, don't lie.
Yeah.
And he's made it more of a scandal and more of a noise around it than if he actually just... put his hands up and just said, I'm so sorry. Mm. I apologise. I'm a different person now. People would respect him far
I
more
would
for
respect
doing
him
that.
And again,
that.
Put your hands up and say, I'm ready to take the flak for this because it was wrong. That's the thing. I mean, you know, what I'm saying about things that we might have said in the past, I'm guessing this is a little blip compared to, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say this. They're pretty bad what he said.
Yeah.
And so
and
he
it's
should
continuous
be ready to take some
as
heat
well.
For it.
Like these two kind of sets that they've unearthed come like were 2 years apart.
Yeah, that is.
Like
well, isn't
this
it?
Is clearly something that's been part of his like language.
Vernacular.
And you know, yeah, he's clearly this isn't a one-off tweet. They've found 140 characters. They've found quite a few.
Yeah, and I think, like, you know, personally, not that extreme in the slightest. But when I was at uni and like starting applying for jobs, one of my lecturers actually said, you know, make sure there's nothing on social media that can ever like
trip
bite
you,
yeah, or that you regret. And I spent like hours scrolling through all my, and I come across so many. I was like, delete. Oh my God, how can someone ever like send that to me? Or why did I retweet? I mean, nothing bad, nothing that I would want to associate myself with now.
Uh-huh.
And I did all of that then. And so I feel like, yes, sometimes we all tweet things, retweet things that we don't actually mean or don't associate ourselves with that could come back and bite us. But there's a limit, and I think his is way over that line, and he should
yeah.
be accountable for that, not brush around it.
It's not a few silly tweets about like how much you hate your job, or like, oh, I'm hungover and like life is this, or like, oh, I don't know, like calling someone a bitch. It's not like stuff like that that's just shitty but ultimately not the worst. Like, he's been racist and homophobic in like quite severe ways.
Oh yeah, have I mentioned that he was also homophobic? Sorry, we should throw that in there as well. Yeah, and it's actual genuine slurs as well.
Like,
that's
the
thing.
It's not like casual accidental things. You know, like it's
bad.
And it's
not just shitty political opinions you overheard from your parents or anything.
Yeah, you know
well.
When like old people can be a bit racist, and it's obviously really wrong and they shouldn't be, but you're like, oh, you're old, and I can tell this is the time of where you're from and the time that you've lived. It's not that kind of low key racism. Like, he was outright N-word scattered through the tweets, completely inappropriate.
He's 22 as well. Also, I'll tell you who I feel bad for. Well, I don't feel bad for, but I'll tell you who I feel for this week. Jessie.
Yes.
Literally come out last week and said, okay, fine, I'll put a stop to the rumours. We're an item. A week later, racism scandal. Can you imagine?
Oh, imagine if she was your friend. Like, can you imagine your friend's just gone public with this new guy and then all of a sudden...
Wait,
turns
in my
out
head,
he
Jessie
was
is
massively
my friend,
racist.
Is she not?
What? She's my friend in my head. Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Could you imagine if it was me and I came into work on the Monday and you had just like faces and be like, so, how's the new boyfriend? How are things going? Is it serious? Especially that those lasses as well, they really keep their noses clean, don't they? Like, they really try
well,
and stay
really
out
great
of the
as
shit.
Well. They, not only do they stay out of the shit, but they do really great things like they talk about LGBT and things like that. They're openly brilliant. Not
yeah.
even that they just stay out of shit.
Yeah, this is...
He's let her down.
He has.
Not only has he let himself down.
He's let Jessie down.
He's let
us all down.
That is unforgivable.
Agreed.
All right, last topic that we want to talk about. It's been a pretty heavy week this week. I'm not going to let up now because we're going to talk about everyone's favourite cuddle monster, Ricky Gervais. So there's a lot to unpack here. So let's just get comfortable for a minute. So a couple in Belfast walked out of a Ricky Gervais show earlier this week after he made a joke about dead babies. They had recently lost their newly born son and said that the comedy show was their first night out together since the incident had happened. So they went on to tell their local paper that they wouldn't have expected such a joke in a million years from anyone. The story got picked up after that by several news outlets, and it wasn't long before he, as he always does, it's literally like a red rag to a bull, was saying his piece on social media. So he's posted loads of tweets about it, and it's all the usual spiel from him about, you know, people. If you're offended, it's your choice to be offended.
You can play Ricky Gervais bingo, can't you?
You literally
free
can.
Free speech.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Fantastic.
Animals and religion somewhere in there.
Yeah. Actually, he's managed not to include religion yet.
Oh my God.
I think he's still tweeting as we speak, so there's every chance that that could sneak in there. What he summed it up with and said is there any subject you shouldn't joke about is no less ridiculous a question than is there any subject you shouldn't talk about? So, has he got a point? Is everything fair game when it comes to comedy is what we're chatting about.
I don't think it is.
I
personally
would agree with you.
First of all, like, kind of going back to this couple, one thing I thought, and we had this conversation in the office briefly, like around them and kind of how they're offended. When you go and see Ricky Gervais, like, he offends people for a living. That's literally what he does. And he's constantly like, it's like you say, like, he's so easy to reel in on Twitter. He's so easy. It's like red rag to a bull constantly. So I feel that obviously what happened to them is awful. And you know what? Maybe you don't expect a joke about something like that. But when it then arrives, I don't think you can be shocked.
Because, as you've just said, he makes so many jokes about so many taboos and offensive. I'm not going to say taboo. I'm just going to say offensive things. Like,
yeah.
He does it deliberately because he knows it gets a rise out of people. And that's the thing, isn't it? He doesn't do it on the sly. Like, I went to see Jimmy Carr when I was 19. And I was really surprised at the jokes that he was telling. And I was quite uncomfortable because I felt like his TV persona was different to his persona as a comedian. And I was a bit, and I wouldn't go and see him again for that reason. I'm not going to drag him or anything, but those were not the sort of jokes that I find funny compared to the stuff that he does on 8 out of 10 Cats. Whereas Ricky Gervais, you know, he's made a career out of
it. He's unapologetic about it.
He's completely unapologetic
and it's like,
about it.
Like, he's not ever hid what his comedy is, and he's never tried to apologise for it or hide it. So you know what you're expecting when you go see him. And it's kind of like, you should not be surprised, like you were saying. Like, you can't be surprised when he says something wrong, if he should say that or not, regardless. It's just, he is what he is. He doesn't hide it, doesn't make any, like, surprises about it. So can you really moan if he says something you don't like? Mm. I don't really think you can. Whether he should say it or not, that's a different argument.
Yeah, that's the thing, I think, as well, where he says, like, oh, you know, anything is fair game, absolutely. Like, what's happened with this couple is that he's found, like, fair enough that it's their weak spot, he's found something that is absolutely horrible for them, and he's hit it, like, nail on the head. He's just hit that, like, funny bone. Well, not funny bone. And he's just, you know, like, he's hit it and he's got that topic.
It's like touching right on the bruise, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's like, he will have one of those himself. There will be something in his life. There will be something. Like, we're all human beings. Like, he's not made of stone. There'll be something that he wouldn't want to hear a joke about. And he just absolutely refuses to acknowledge that.
What I was been interested in Twitter is that everyone's saying that he actually didn't make a joke at all about it. And that, like, I've been really surprised at the amount of backlash that this couple have been receiving by saying, actually, he didn't make a joke about dead babies and it's not what he said. And now they're getting criticised for saying that they were... Do you know what I mean? It's just come this big full circle and no one's actually admitting what he said because, you know, we've got to buy tickets to a show.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Well, yeah, that's it, isn't it? It's just a shame spiral.
It's just vicious, isn't it?
Going after the couple and then going after him. And that's the thing, like, I don't want to go after Ricky Gervais. I just want him to stop doing shit jokes. Like, I just want him to be better at his job. Like, because he's got, again, you know, it's what we were talking about earlier in the podcast. It's like, if you've got a platform, why not just do some good with it? Like, if you've got all those Twitter followers, why, rather than claiming that everyone's trying to take away your free speech, why don't you just, like, write a
well,
good
just
joke.
Use your free speech better.
Yeah, just, that's it. Just be better.
Be funnier. Don't be such a terrible person.
Yeah, nice to see.
Thanks very much.
I mean, you know, like, I mean, I don't, you know, he's not somebody that comes up in my life very often. I don't watch his, I mean, I do watch his shows, actually. I do. I like extras. But then I watched it on Netflix last year. And again, I'm just watching it. And then suddenly along comes a joke and it's just like being kicked in the nuts. It's like, oh God, like, I was really enjoying that. And then you've just spoiled it.
It's just, yeah, I don't find him funny. I don't follow him on Twitter. He's not the one for me.
I forgot what the point of this debate was. Is there any line that can't be crossed with comedy girls? What we should conclude on?
Yes, I think to sort of sum up what I was trying to say, my problem with him is kind of linked to what we talked about, the Towie guy. It's like you said earlier, he's like, oh, if you're offended, that's your problem. And I think that's where his problem lies. I think he needs to be more open to being corrected and to being told he was wrong. I think that he's just shutting it down is not the answer.
That's it. And you know what? People are very sensitive to, like, you know, our generation are very sensitive to things, certainly more than generations before us, I think. And there is an argument for that. But also, like, why not be? Like, why?
Yeah, why do you need to be horrible?
That's it. Like, you know, if you, why do you want to offend people? What do you get out of it?
Yeah.
Apart from loads of money.
There is that. And press. All the controversy. Yeah. I mean, even with, like, my friends and family, I mean, I have a very different opinion to them, but I'm really over the jokes about stereotypes and all the typical stuff. Like, I'm just, like, I'm really over it now. And
it's boring.
Just, it fails to make me laugh at all in any sort of respect.
I think a lot of the time he mistakes people being bored by it for being offended. Like, yeah, I'm not offended by it.
Yeah. It just doesn't make me laugh. I'm over it.
And that's the thing. I'm not offended by what you've said. I just think you're boring. I do a better job.
It's funny because I was just about to text you that yesterday and then I hesitated.
No way.
Should we have a quiz, everyone?
Yeah, go on then.
All right, so this weekend, it's two major events. One of them is the low point of the year, April Fool's Day. And one is the high point of the year. Yes, it's Susan Boyle's birthday.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
So obviously we're living at a time of fake news, hashtag fake news. So I thought for this week's quiz, to combine the themes of April Fool's Day and Susan Boyle's birthday, I would read you some headlines and you can tell me whether they're April Fools or not.
Okay.
I'm game.
So basically I've got some Susan Boyle headlines here and these are literal headlines and you have to tell me whether or not they are hashtag fake news. So I've got a box here. The box is back, everyone. Nice. It's really high budget. Intuit is getting really high budget, everyone. It's very exciting. And so I'm going to invite you to pick a number and I'm going to read you a headline and you can tell me whether or not it's fake news. Francesca, as you're our guest...
You're going first.
Francesca did win last week, didn't she?
Francesca is the reigning champ, so...
Can I get a whoop whoop?
No.
No. Okay.
Tough crowd. All right.
I like the paper's pink again. Okay, this is number two.
Number two. Here's the headline. Rapper Snoop Dogg's wants hit album with Britain's Got Talent sensation Susan Boyle.
Can you repeat the headline?
I will repeat the headline. Rapper Snoop Dogg wants hit album with Britain's Got Talent sensation Susan Boyle.
Hit album?
Hit album. He wants to make a hit album with Susan Boyle, but is it fake news?
No, that's true.
I'm afraid that it is actually fake news.
Oh, man.
Wishful
it's
thinking.
It's true in my dream.
It was actually 50 Cent who said, Susan Boyle is hot right now. I got to get her on a track for real. We'd make a hit. I probably prefaced this quiz by saying that I am actually the biggest Susan Boyle fan in the world. So this is a real dream come true for me to be hosting a quiz specifically around Susan. Right, Rachel, you're up.
Okay.
Let's pick a number. All right.
It's number five.
Number five. Susan Boyle, Meryl Streep has been asked to play me on film.
And I should know these because I work on an entertainment desk writing news.
All day long.
I'm going to say yes, it's true.
That is indeed correct. A few years ago, Susan Boyle said she understood Meryl Streep had been approached to play her in a biopic about her life. I wonder how that one's going. Wonder if Meryl's managed to fit the time in yet. Francesca, you're up, mate.
Need to claw this back. Okay, I have number eight.
Number eight. Subu names... Sorry. Subo names a dream date Gary Barlow. Is it fake news? Who would be Susan Boyle's dream date? Would it be Gary Barlow?
Or Daniel Welsh?
Only in his dreams. Let's say that's true.
I dreamed a dream indeed. Yes, it is true. Yay. She said, I want to find a man, but it's hard with all the travelling I do. Gary Barlow, now there's a man.
Oh, yes. Mm. Yes, Sue.
Rachel, what have we got?
Sorry, that's my old one. These are stuck together very well.
I really wanted to make it difficult.
Daniel.
Didn't want any cheating, not me Susan quiz.
Oh, my lucky number. Number four.
Number four. Susan Boyle wants Lady Gaga duet complete with meat dress.
I'm going to say that's fake news.
That is fake news.
Oh my God.
Here's what Susan Boyle actually said. I think Lady Gaga is a wonderful artist and completely original, and I like her costumes. I'd love to do a duet with her complete with telephone hat.
Ah. Completely original, eh?
Yeah, that's it.
Some more fake news.
Took me minutes to come up with. Francesca, what's it going to be?
What's it going to be? I'm still down.
You're still down, but it's still all to play for.
Okay. Number six.
Number six. Susan Boyle is emotionally overcome after duet with idol Stevie Wonder. I still can't take it in. He was awesome.
Oh, the suspense. I'm going to say that's true.
Mate, I'm sorry, it's fake news.
Is it a different idol?
Yeah.
Is it when she sung with Elaine Page?
No, it was actually Donny Osmond.
You're wrong, Rachel. Can she get a point deducted because
you got it wrong and then I got the detail wrong.
Listen, I don't want any scrapping in the Susan
Sorry, bit. Ash has rubbed off on me when Molly's not here. I feel like I need to compensate.
I don't need to know what Ash has been doing behind closed doors, all right?
HR is just down there.
That's why he's not here this week. He's in recovery. Who's next, Rachel? What have we got?
We've got number three.
Number three. Susan Boyle... Oh, you already know this. Susan Boyle gets her groove on with Nile Rodgers as she joins him on stage.
That is true.
That is true. And I invite all of you to Google Susan Boyle, Nile Rodgers, because the photos of her on stage with him are just wonderful. I love Susan Boyle so bloody much. Francesca. Right, this is it. This is your last chance.
Okay. I've got this.
You can't even open the post-it.
I can't open the post-it. Seven.
Number seven. Susan Boyle reveals her dream role, playing Mary Queen of Scots in historical drama.
Oh, that's tricky. I'm going to go with...
Can you believe that I fucking did this?
Fake news?
That's fake news! Yes. Her dream role is actually, according to Scottish pantomime king Dean Park, she's dying to play the good fairy in a pantomime. If I could make her wish come true, I'd be the happiest panto dame around.
Oh, that's lovely.
I also wanted to be in a pantomime. Rachel, this is the last one, so what number is it?
Right, you have to get this correct.
Really?
No, you have actually already won. Let's just have
fake news, Francesca.
Let's
fake
just have
news.
Some more Susan.
I thought that might work, but no, it didn't.
Number one.
Number one. Susan Boyle taken for slap-up meal of fish followed by ice cream by American doctor.
Is that true?
It is true. Yeah. Yes, American doctor took her out.
Where did you get this stuff from?
Just from my own private archive.
Susan.
Yeah, I have an encyclopedic knowledge of Susan and everything she's been up to since her historic rise to fame on Britain's Got Talent.
I noticed you did miss out a certain Susan Boyle story.
That's all we've got time for this week. I'm off to bake Susan Boyle a birthday cake and wait by the door for my invitation to a party. Laters!